So, dear brothers in Christ, thank our Lord for giving this wonderful opportunity to discuss His wonderful words of life. So, as we all know, we have been studying very important classes in the Bible. And we almost covered the majority of basic things which a Christian should be knowing from the Bible. So, now is the time to make some decisions in our life. So, what decisions we need to make, and our decision should be based upon what? So, today we're going to see those things. And we all know that Satan always targets God's children. Whenever God's children wants to worship our true God, that is the time that Satan tries to hinder all his children and do all sorts of things. So that they may not come to the knowledge of truth. See, we all know that once upon a time, God's chosen people were Israel, and they were in Egypt. You see, they were well doing when Joseph was there, but once Joseph died and the Pharaoh lived during Joseph's time, he also died. The other Pharaoh who came, he feared that the people of Israel might join hands with his enemies and attack them. So hence, he began to torture them. And he began to, you see, give them heavy work, you see, so that the people of Israel did not have time to even, you see, rest. So as the trouble began to come upon Israel, they began to weep and began to cry to God and seek for deliverance, you see. And that is the time that God raised Moses. And God told to Moses, go and speak to Pharaoh. Tell him, leave my people so that they may worship me. And you see, we all know that Moses comes and stands in front of Pharaoh. And tells, leave my people so they may worship God. And Pharaoh tells, who is your God? Why should I leave Israel people, that they may worship their God? And who is your God? I don't know about any gods, because he himself was a god in Egypt. So he had an entire power. So he told, I won't leave anybody. You go do whatever you want to do. Then Moses went out. And we all know in the book of Exodus, the 10 plagues came upon Israel. The plagues were so severe, you see, the Egyptians could not bear it. So first plague was a plague of water turning to blood. Next plague was the frogs. The third plague was lice. And the fourth plague was flies and beetles. And the fifth, you see, plague was the livestock. You see, the cow, the bullocks, the goat. All these things were got a dreadful disease, and they were all killed. And the sixth one is that they got, you see, boils all over their body. You see, the boils were so heavy that, you see, they began to scratch it. And the seventh one was hail, you see, coming down from sky. You see, the hails were so, you see, huge. But hailstones began to fall upon each and every Egyptians. And the eighth one was the locusts, which destroyed the entire crop of the Egyptians. And the ninth one was the darkness, which the entire Egyptian people, you see, the experience that they sat wherever they sat, they could not even move an inch, because it was very pitch darkness. So on all the nine, you see, plagues came, Pharaoh did not bow down. God knew it, that he won't bow down. Hence, God had hardened his heart. The tenth plague came. The tenth plague, his firstborn son were killed. That is the time Pharaoh got so much fed up that immediately told entire Israel people to get out of Egypt. So, dear brethren, so the 10 plagues came, and we have studied this one. Even from childhood, Christians would have studied this one. But if you see, when the plagues came, Pharaoh did not keep quiet. You see, when each and every plague came, he made false promises. He told, please pray to God, oh Moses, I'm not able to bear this one. Tell your God to please lift it up. So once when God heard his prayer and lifted it up, Pharaoh hardened that. And again, the next plague came. First plague, second plague was more severe than the first one. So hence, 10 plagues came. But in center, you see, when the plagues were unbearable, you see, Pharaoh called for Moses to compromise. You see, what is the meaning of compromise? See, compromise means, you see, whenever we want to do any dealing, any business, you see, we usually try to compromise the bargain rate, you see, any materials, anything, no? So similarly, Pharaoh called for Moses to bargain, to compromise, you see, but Pharaoh, whatever compromise he gave, Moses did not agree to any of the compromises. Dear brethren, so such Pharaoh gave 4 compromises to Moses, one upon the other, so to be convinced somehow, you see, to try to, you see, manage Moses. But Moses was very strict. He would not agree to any of the compromises. So in these things, if you see, the compromises, instead of Moses getting compromised, it was actually Pharaoh was getting compromised. So we're going to see those 4 compromises today. You see, we all know, so similarly, you see, as the Israel people were under the bondage of, you see, the Pharaoh, similarly, you see, God's children are under the bondage of the God of this world, who rules as the God of this world, who thinks he is the king, he is the God of this world. Who is that one? Satan. Satan is the one who is controlling this whole world. So Egypt means the world. Pharaoh means Satan. And the people of Israel, God's children, means the God's people who are listening to the truth, who want to worship the one true God. You see, and now what is that? You see, the great Egypt represents where the God's people are stuck there. Let us read Revelation 11:8, brother. Moses, brother, can you read Revelation 11:8?
Yeah, okay, brother. It's written like this on Revelation 11:8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
You see, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. Let me tell me, where was our Lord crucified? Where did Lord Jesus die?
In the mountain of Golgotha.
Mountain of?
In the mountain of Golgotha. What do we call in English?
Correct. You're absolutely correct. So don't fear. So it's a mountain of Golgotha. Now where is Golgotha?
Golgotha it lies on the Mount Sinai. It's near.
Okay, which country?
Today is in Israel.
Israel. What does the Bible say? Where did the Lord die? We just now read the verse, no?
Yeah, in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Jesus died in Sodom. Jesus died in Egypt. Correct, no?
It's not correct.
It's not correct. Very good, brother. Actually, Jesus died in Jerusalem on the Mount Golgotha. But in Revelation, it says, where our Lord was crucified. Where? He was crucified in Egypt and Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. But this verse clearly says that which is spiritually called. Spiritually called Egypt. That means this is not a direct language. You see, it's a spiritual meaning. That means in Revelation 11:8, the meaning is got a spiritual understanding of it. You see, Sodom and Egypt. You see, both places, you see, were actually sinful places. You see, they were not good places. They were all filled with the things which God, you see, detested. God didn't like those things. So in this place, our Lord was crucified, it seems. Now, who is it? Where is our Lord crucified? There are two ways to crucify our Lord. One, literally crucifying him to a little cross. That one, the people of Israel, along with the Roman army, they crucified him on the cross, where he died and is resurrected the third day. But there is other way to crucify our Lord. How? You see, the way by conducting the Lord's memorial supper weekly, daily, monthly, whenever they want, they break the bread, you see, and drink the wine. They mention and they believe that this is the literal, you see, body of Jesus, is the literal bread of Christ, which is shed for us, which is broken again, you see. Why they do it? Because they think that, you see, by doing this one, Jesus again dies for us. It is remembering his death. And in this way, our sins are forgiven again and again and again. You see, after accepting Christ, our sins are washed away. It is not only by believing, but again by doing this ritual, breaking the bread, connecting the Lord's memorial supper, partaking of it daily, weekly, monthly. This is the other way to crucify the Lord. Now, you tell me, when should we actually take the Lord's memorial, brother?
When? That's only once a year.
Very good. So, once a year. So, Jesus' sacrifice is once sufficient. There is no need for it to repeat that Jesus' sacrifice every now and then. We need to remember, but not in this way, by breaking the bread and the wine. That is an abomination. That is an abomination to the Lord. And this thing is done where? Where do they break the bread? Weekly, monthly, daily. Where do they do it?
They do daily, wherever they like.
Correct. Where? Which place?
In Israel.
In Israel? Only in Israel?
No, everywhere in the world.
Everywhere in the world. So, who does it?
The people, the follower of Christ.
Follower of Christ. Not follower of Christ, but Christ, Christians. Those who claim to be followers of Christ. Correct, no, brother?
Oh, yeah.
So where do they do it? They do it in Auza, in the garage.
Also.
They do it in the church. Correct, no, brother?
Yes.
That church is compared to Egypt. That church, the false church, where they do these things which are against the word of God, that is the place where they're crucifying the Lord whenever they do it. That in the sight of God is like Egypt. That in the sight of God is like Sodom. You see? So God told that is the place where our Lord was crucified. Symbolically, this is an abomination in the sight of God. Okay. Now who is the Lord? Who is the prince of these false teachings? If you see, there, Pharaoh was there. Correct, no? So, in this antitypical Egypt, who is controlling all these churches, false churches? Who is controlling it? There is one Pharaoh. Who is the Pharaoh?
Pope.
Not Pope. You see, that is Satan. Above him, one person is there. You see, Satan is both controlling the Roman Catholic as well as the Protestant denomination. So, Satan is the Pharaoh. You see, he is telling, I won't allow anybody to go out. Why? Because there are some God's children in Egypt who don't like the things which Pharaoh is doing. You see, so similarly, some of the God's children are in this false, you see, system, who don't like the things which they have done. Hence, they are crying to the Lord day and night, Lord, please deliver us. Please give us the truth. That is the time that God sent Moses. That is the time that God give us the truth. And after listening to the truth, if you want to leave these churches, will Satan leave us? Satan won't leave us. He will tell, no, please come in. God will tell, please come out. Satan will tell, no, 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 please come in. Don't go out. Come, 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 come. He will try to attract us. He will try to hug us. He will try to give us all sorts of compromise, all sorts of offer. How Satan will divert our mind? How Satan will attract us? That is what we are going to study today. Okay? And this is given in the four compromises which actually Pharaoh gave to Moses. The first compromise is given in Exodus 8 chapter 25 and 26. Read Exodus 8 chapter 25 and 26, brother.
Excellent. Okay, brother. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go you sacrifice to your God in the land. And
You see, what did Pharaoh say? First, actually, Moses had requested, allow us, allow our people, so that we may worship our God. Then, you see, Pharaoh should tell, who is your God? Why should I allow him to worship? But as the place became severe, you see, Pharaoh could not bear it. He could not tolerate it. Hence, he called for Moses and said, want to worship your God now? Go. No problem. Please go. You see? But where do you worship the God? What does Pharaoh say? You see? Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God. Where? In the land. You want to worship your God? You want to sacrifice to your God? No problem. Do it where? Do it here only. So similarly, Satan, first thing he does to us is tell, you want to worship God? No problem. What do? You worship your God here only. You sacrifice to me, him in Babylon only. You believe in the false churches, but don't believe those teachings. Don't worry. Don't worry. They won't do anything to you. No need for you to believe those teachings. You just go and come. You see, you don't even listen. But you remain faithful to God. Where? There only. You see, the false teachings will let them wear. It is not an issue. You see, but you stay there. You know, some people, they think, ah, correct, this is correct. Oh, why should we go out? Why should we leave Babylon? Why should we leave the false churches? So, let us stay here only. You see, some people, you know, just by listening to one class, you see, they leave. They realize there is no truth in this false system. If there was truth, would it have taken so many years for them to tell this one? You see, what they know, they would have told it. If they're not telling it, it is a clear proof that they don't know it. Why do they don't know? Because there is no God, soul, spirit at all. You see, dear brethren, so some people immediately come out. But some people stay there only. And you know, what do they tell? Okay, we will worship our God here only. We will tell to our friends. A lot of friends are there. Pastor is there. You see, lady pastor is there. You see, everybody are there. Elder are there. Deacons are there. So I'll go and tell them the truth. My friend is there. You see, but what will the people do if you go and tell them? Will they listen? If we tell this truth to the people who are in Babylon, will they listen? You see, What did Moses tell? Read brother. No, read verse 26, brother.
And Moses said, "It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord of our God. So shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they shall not stone us."
They will not keep quiet. They will stone us. If we sacrifice to our gods in the land of Egypt, will the Egyptians keep quiet? They will stone us. What are you telling Pharaoh? You are telling to stay here only. If we do and worship our God, your people will stone us. Similarly, dear brethren, after listening to the truth, we can't stay there. If you stay there, and if you start telling to them, they won't listen. They will stone us. You see, they will stone us with false accusations. You see, indirect words. You see, and they will hurt us. They won't listen, dear brethren, they won't listen. You see, so some people very courageously do it. But even after they're telling, if nobody listens, what will happen? They will think and they will feel that what is the use of we telling? Then they'll remain silent. As they remain silent, you see, they'll keep on going there, going there, going there. They'll become cool. You see, then ultimately they'll think, what is the difference between that one and this one? No difference. Both are one and the same. You see, and they'll become cool. You see, dear brethren, you see, and forget many things of the truth. You see, but what does the Bible say? If we are like this one, very neutral here, there, without any proper decision, can we make our calling election sure? Can we be of the heavenly salvation? See what Jesus says. Revelation 3:15, brother.
Okay, brother. Yeah, it's written like this on Revelation 3:15. I know the work that thou art either neither cold nor hot. I would thou wait cold or hot.
Continue.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth.
You see?
Because the
ah.
Continue, brother.
Hmm.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of some things, and knowest not though those are weak, wicked and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
See, what did Jesus say? You are neither cold nor hot. Just because you are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of the mouth. What do you mean by spew out of the mouth? That means God used them as his mouthpiece. But just because they are not neither cold nor hot, that means they are not in the truth also. They are not in the world also. Very neutral Christians. These people are not at all accepted by the Lord. They will reject it. Christ would reject it. You see, therefore, we can't go and correct Babylon. You see, we can't go and teach them. Why? Because God himself has tried. And God himself is telling, it is not possible to correct them. Please come out. Read Jeremiah 51:9, brother.
Okay, brother. 51:9, right? We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone, into his own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies.
You see, we would have healed Babylon. God would have tried to heal it. God attempted many times. Six angels he sent in the sixth church period for heal Babylon. Was it healed? No. He did not heal. Therefore, God told, leave Babylon. Read Revelation 18, 2, 3 and 4, brother. Revelation 18, 2, 3, and 4, brother.
Okay, brother.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen and is become the habitations of devils, and the full of every foul spirit, and a case of every unclean and hateful word. But all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications, and the king of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And
Very
I
good.
heard another, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sin
God did God
have.
say, come out of her, my people. Be you not partakers of her sin, for God is going to plague her very shortly. So we can't be there and correct it. God himself has tried his level best and said, come out of her, my people. If that was God's chosen church, he would have told, remain there, my people. Don't worry, I will select you. But that is not the case at all. You see, Satan is not so easy. He's a very cunning foe. Pharaoh, you see, he's very, 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 you see, intelligent, very smart. No, instead of telling them in the other way, diplomatically, he tries to trick them and tries to convince them to stay there. You see, how do you, you would have told, I'll give you a place, don't worry. You see, come, see the place, I'll give you all, what all things you need for your building your temple. All the things for the sacrifice, I will only supply you. You see, if somebody else would have been in the place of Moses, he would have agreed. But what did Moses say? No. You see, so similarly, Satan will put all the thoughts in our minds. What? Your friends are there, your pastor is there, relatives are there. If you leave them and go, how? Who will take care of you? You see, all the things. But what did Jesus say? No man can serve two masters. You can't drink of the Lord's table, Lord's cup, and you can't drink of the devil's cup and a devil's table. You need to take decision, dear brother. So we need to decide whether we're going to please God or we're going to please men. Moses decided that he is not going to please Pharaoh at all. He has decided to follow God. So first compromise over. So nothing worked out. Moses did not agree for any of these conditions. So next time, again, there was a second compromise. Where is it? Again, read Exodus 8 chapter. Verse 28, then verse 27. First read verse 28.
8:28, right?
Hmm.
Okay, well. Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away into it for me.
You see, ultimately, he only is getting compromised. Second compromise, what did it say? Okay, I will let your people go, but where you should go? You should not go too far. That means be very near, always keep in touch. You see, when some people are after listening to the truth, they go and tell, Brother, Pastor, we are not going to come to your churches. Why? Because we listen to the truth, that all the teachings are false. You see, and you know, the best thing what they will tell, they will understand, oh, this guy is going out. So they'll trick it and tell it in some way, okay, don't go too far. You see, come regularly, have touch with us, have fellowship with us. Go whenever you want, but Sunday service, you come here. There is class, okay, you attend the class, no problem. basic class, Bible classes, they are good. Please learn the Bible. Very good. Everything is good. But Sunday worship is different. Oh, study is different. Sunday worship is different. Where is the Bible is given? They both are different. We are called to worship on Sunday to study the Word of God. But today, none of the churches don't worship. Only worship is there. No study of the Word of God at all. You see, some people, you see, they have a relationship, touch with them. Now, why did Pharaoh tell not to go very far? You know, that means it might be and it would be very easy for Pharaoh to call them back. Remember, the people of Israel had left Egypt and they were almost at the border of Canaan. But what did the people decide? The people decided to go back to Egypt. Correct, brother? Moses, brother?
Yes, brother.
Even after coming so far, just at the border, they decided to go back to Egypt. Means if Moses would have agreed for Pharaoh's compromise and he would have stayed quite far from Egypt, immediately what would have happened? Within few days, all the people would have returned back to Egypt. You see, how they thought of appointing a new leader, killing Moses, you see, and go. Now, how did the people of Israel react? Let us read that verse, brother. It's very beautifully given in Numbers. Numbers, brother. 11th chapter. Numbers 11th chapter. Verse 5, brother.
Okay, brother. We remember the feast which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onion and the garlic.
See, what nice food they have given now. Very spicy food. Fruits also. Fruit salad is there, vegetarian is there, non-vegetarian is there. We remember fishes. We remember cucumber. We remember melons. We don't remember the beatings. We don't remember the harsh labor which Pharaoh gave. They forgot all those things. You see, they began to grumble and began to name a new leader. Similarly, Satan would say, what is there? What is there in the truth? There is nothing. You see, their big choir group is there, big church is there, big establishment are there, big influential people are there, educated are there. Something happens, they will come and meet you. You see, they will take care of you. The grand big organization. But with Jesus, who was there? He was alone. The 12 apostles who followed Jesus were they very wealthy and rich people? Were they very influential people? No. They were all ordinary people. Did not even go to, you see, basic elementary school. They were all fishermen. You see, tax collectors. You see, God has not called the rich to the truth. The Bible says in James, God has called the poor for those who are rich in faith for the truth. That is God's selection. 1 Corinthians 1:30, it says, God has not called the wise, but he has called the foolish to confound the wise. Isn't it? So, what was the reply of Moses? You see, read the reply of Moses, brother. Exodus 8 chapter, verse 27, brother.
Yes, brother. We will go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, and he shall command us.
What did Moses say? No. We will go into the wilderness. How many days journey? 3 days journey. You know what is the meaning of 3 days journey? During those days, 1 day journey is 15 miles. So 3 days journey means 50 miles, almost 50 miles far, we need to go and worship our Lord. We can't stay here and Allah. You see, so similarly, for the truth, we need to be ready to travel. Travel far. You see, so many brethren, you see, they travel so far. Why? Because there the fellowship is there. There the truth is there. If we are a people of like-minded, gathered together, what will happen? We'll remain strong in the truth, you see. We will be rooted in the truth. You see, you are studying in Japan. You are staying alone or you are staying with a group of people?
Group of people.
So who are those group of people? If you see, It will be the like-minded people. Correct, not? So if you're staying among the like-minded people, if it will be like strengthening to you. You see, it will be like, you see, you'll have that courage and boldness. Correct, no, brother?
Yeah, brother.
Similarly, after listening to the truth, we need to have fellowship with our brethren who are in the truth. You see, and sometimes it might be far, but we need to take risk. You see, Jesus came from heaven to earth. Is it very next door? He came from very far. You see, Jesus said, no, a nobleman went to a far country to receive a kingdom. So Jesus also traveled far. There's in the Bible, we compared to eagles. Where the dead body is there the eagles will gather. We read in the Bible. We studied that one. So, the dead body is important for the eagle. Eagle doesn't care about the distance and all. You see, it travels because of the food. Even though it is a very highest flying world, it comes to the very lowest level to pick the food. Dear brother, so we should be having this, you see, arga in us, you see, to do for the Lord, you see, and not stay related to this Babylon. Okay, now after this second compromise, again the place came, you see, and you see, Pharaoh could not bear it. Now this time, he calls for the third compromise that is given to us in Exodus 10 chapter, brother, verse 8. Exodus 10, verse 8.
Okay, brother. Should I read it?
Read, brother.
And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones look to it, for evil is before you.
Okay. Verse 8. Did you read verse 8?
Sorry, brother. Verse 8, 10, right? Or 10...
Exodus 10 chapter, verse 8.
I read 10. Sorry. I will go on 8. Sorry, brother. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they shall they that shall go?
You see? Now, first, what did he say? Don't go, stay near. You see? Then second one, he said, don't go too far. Now, ultimately, he said, okay, go. Now, who are all you going? You see? Similarly, Satan tells the same thing. You want to go? Go, go, no problem. First, he'll tell, don't go. But if you're very strong in the truth, he'll tell, okay, go, 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 no problem. But who is going along with you? Read verse 10, brother.
And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones look for it, for evil is before you.
If you want to take your family and all, evil is there before you. It's not so easy in the wilderness. Lot of danger is there. You see, think about your wife. Think about your children. You see, Pharaoh told. Similarly, Satan also will put the same thoughts to our mind. You see? Same thoughts. You see, if you're going with your children and all, it will be very danger. Don't go. You see? Leave your children and wife here and you can go. Read, brother. Verse 11, brother.
Not so. Go now, you that are men, and serve the Lord. For that you did
go.
Desire.
Go. Who go? Go only.
Only men.
Some people tell, this is good, brother. Okay. Pastor has given the permission. Okay, I'll go, no problem. But my family, let them stay here only. You see, I come to Nepal to meet the brethren there. You see, whenever I go, I book a return ticket. Why do we book a return ticket?
Because you are sure that you will be back.
Why? Because my family is here. My family is waiting for me. So if I go, I will return back because of my family. So Satan will tell you, go. Leave your family, you're only and go. So what will happen automatically? That attachment will again draw you back. You see, similarly, when we are listening to the truth, you see, we should tell all our family members. That is the reason when we take the classes, we tell usually the brethren to bring all their family members. If they got the husband and wife and children, we'll tell them all as a family to listen. Because what will happen now? Satan will easily deceive the brothers by using one family member. Now, how did he deceive Eve? Huh? And Adam? How did he deceive Adam? Did he attack Adam directly? Satan, did he attack Adam directly?
Not first of all, he attacks Eve.
Because he knew very well Eve is a weaker version. If Eve tells, definitely who will listen? Adam will listen. So similarly, Satan, you know, he will attack women. Very easily deceived. Bible says no, they're very easily trapped. Therefore, a woman is not permitted to speak in a church. You see, what will happen now? Husband will be going to one church, the truth, and the wife will be going to the false church. They can be happily together. What will happen? A few days, friction will start, disturbance will start. You see, wife will start crying. They'll tell, oh, you don't love me, you're not coming with me. Then what will happen? The poor brother, he will tell, okay, come, this week we'll go. Again, next week, he will put a condition, you should come to my church. That week, she will get sick. Other than next week, she will travel some other place. Again, third week, again, same thing, drama. So ultimately, what will happen? Satan will draw the brother away from the truth. You see, therefore, we tell, come as a family. As a family, if you listen, what did Joshua say? As for me and my family, we will worship the Lord. You see, many good brethren who listened to such classes, but because of the wife, they lost the crown. And what did Pharaoh say? Evil, evil is there. You don't go, don't take your children. Who will take care of your children? Satan also will tell, if you go there, who will get married? Huh? Who will marry you? Who will marry your children if your children are there? Who will take care of your daughters? Who will give your children? Who is going to conduct the marriage? Who is going to conduct the dead burial? You see, dear brethren, when Adam was created, did not God seek a partner for Adam? Yes, God created a partner for Adam. God has created a partner for sinner Adam. Would he not give us a good partner in the truth? Definitely God will give us. You see, God would not leave us. So many apostles and all, in the truth, they married. You see, I came to truth 24 years before. You see, I was a very boy, very lad, 20, 21 years boy when I came to the truth. I consecrated almost 23 years old. You see, I married in the truth. You see, so God has not left me. Nobody was there for me to support me, neither my family, neither my brother, sister, nobody. But yet, God took care of me. You see, so I was not worried about, you see, who is going to correct my marriage, your death, what will happen. So many people, you see, are fearing about what will happen to us if we die. Don't worry. As legal entity, we have made all the arrangements legally as per the government rules for all these activities. You see, so the God's children should take bold decisions. You see, what did Jesus say? He that doesn't love me more than his brother, sister, husband, wife can't be my disciple. Read, brother. Luke 14, 26 and 27, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Luke 14, chapter 26 and 27, brother.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, brother and sister, yeah, his own life also, he could not be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
See, cannot be my disciple. If we can't be his disciple, then forget about going to heaven. You see, if plain seat itself is not confirmed, how can we go to heaven? You see, so this is the basic, you see, a doctrine, basic thing which every Christian should follow. Some people tell, no brother, it is my mother church. Yo, from since birth I'm there, I should be in my mother church. Mother church. Mother is like a harlot. See what the Bible says? The mother and the daughter both have become the harlots. The Babylon is compared to a harlot in the Bible. Read, brother. Revelation 17, 5, brother. Revelation 17, 5, brother.
Okay, brother. And the apostle said,
Revelation 17, 5.
Okay, brother. And upon her forehead was name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth.
The mother of harlots. Mother means what? There is a daughter who is also a harlot. You see, both are committed fornication by committing sin against our Lord. You see, so read Isaiah 4:1, brother. Isaiah 4:1, brother.
Okay, brother. And is that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, and let us be called by the name to take away our reproach.
This is the condition of the church today. Seven women are caught hold of one man. Seven means Bible complete. Woman means church. So seven women means complete the whole church of this world has caught hold of one man. One man is Jesus Christ. You see, they say to Jesus, we will have our own food. We prepare our own theology, college doctrines in theology college. They prepare and give to us doctrines like what? Tithes, doing memorial whenever they want. Baptism is for the remission of sins. If you believe now only salvation or else you go to hell. All this theology, you see, are prepared. This food is prepared, you see, by us. We have our own clothes. How do we purchase righteousness of Christ? By giving offerings to the Lord, by pleasing Him. You see, 10% tithes. Where is given that you should give 10% tithes in the Bible? It was there in the
no,
law,
no.
But we are not under the law. It is given in the New Testament. You should give, you see, pleasantly out of your heart, cheerfully, not grumblingly, not forcefully. So, they tell the whole world, the whole churches are telling, we will prepare our own food. We will have our own righteousness, but only give your name. What is the name? The name of Jesus. Because without the name of Jesus, everybody will think that you are a cult. So Jesus is there. Only your name is sufficient. Therefore, you go to any church, the common thing is Jesus. You see? So this is how the Satan, you see, deceives. So we need to leave that false church and come out. And what did Moses say for this compromise of Pharaoh? Read Exodus 10, 10. Sorry, Exodus 10, 9. Exodus 10 chapter, verse 9.
Amen. And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our wives, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flock and with our herd. We will go. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord.
So we'll go. We will not go alone, not only men. No, 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 no. We'll go with our women. We will go with our children. We will go with entire flocks. We are going to make a festival, a feast. That should be our heart. When we are leaving, we should leave everything, forsake everything, or else we can't be the disciple of Jesus. Okay. Let us see the last compromise which Pharaoh gave, that is given to us in Exodus 10 chapter 24 to 26. Read verse 24.
And the Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go, you serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herd Be still. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said,
You see, what did Pharaoh say? You want to go? Go, 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 go. No problem. Who are you going? Huh? You want to take your wife, children, everybody? Go take, no problem. But what do you leave here? You leave your herds. You leave a cattle here and you go. You see, imagine if Moses would have listened. Very good compromise. No? Everybody going out, but leave all their property here. You see, that was the property of Israel. Israel people did not have any property at all. Did not have any ground property, any buildings. Only our property was the cattle. You see, leaving everything here and go, is it possible? What did the people of Israel do when they went far? When they went far, they decided to come back. Isn't it? No? If they would have left all the cattle, what they would have decided? They would have never left Egypt at all. What did Jesus say? Where is your heart? Where your property is, there is your
heart.
So Pharaoh was telling you, leave your heart and go. If they left their heart and go, would have gone so far. They would have returned immediately after 3 days, isn't it? So Moses told, no, 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 no. We can't do like that one. So similarly, when we listen to the truth, we can't leave our heart there. The people of Israel, though they came out, their heart was there only. You see, there's a problem. It says, you see, Israel came out of Egypt, but Egypt never came out of Israel. That is what? The people came out of Egypt, but always the Egyptian behavior, Egyptian character was always with them. That one has to be left. So similarly, once we decide, we need to come out after listening to the truth. If we don't come out, if we still stay there, you see, it is of no use at all. You see, we can stay there and with a pure heart, with a complete heart, with full soul and mind and heart, we can't worship the Lord. You see, we can't leave something there. Some people tell, okay, you go, no problem. We will keep on giving offerings. We will take care of all your activities. You see, death, marriage, baptism, all these things, birthday, all these things. Jesus worry about birthday, which is death. He did not worry about his grave at all. When he died, God had arranged a beautiful and new rich man's grave. Similarly, we should have faith. God would definitely do it. You see, God would never leave his children. He has told that I will never leave you nor forsake you. It is told to whom? Not for the world people, for God's children. So when we come out, we should not come empty hand. We should bring our cattle. Moses told, you know, what did Moses tell? Verse 25, brother. Read verse 25, brother.
They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place of 3 days.
No, 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 no. Exodus 10, 25.
And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God.
That we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. We need to sacrifice. If we keep all the cattle here and look, what are we going to sacrifice to the Lord? So we are not going to go empty handed and worship our God. We need to sacrifice. So similarly, after listening to the truth, there is no use just being in the truth. We need to consecrate. We need to, you see, sacrifice our living bodies to God. You know, what did God say? Yeah, God told, if you are coming to the temple, never come empty hand to the temple. Read Exodus 16, Deuteronomy 16, 16, brother. Read Deuteronomy 16, 16, brother.
Okay, brother. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord, the God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty.
Empty. You should always bring something to sacrifice. Now, what is God expecting us to sacrifice? Ourself, our body as a living sacrifice. It is not just sufficient that we come out. We need to consecrate our life and offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, what did Moses say? Read with her. Exodus 10. 26 brother. Exodus 10:26 brother.
Okay, brother. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind.
See,
For
what
there
did he
must
say? There shall
nothing will be
not
left.
be a hoof left behind. What is a hoof?
It's like a hoop is used
You
to
put a shoes,
tie.
no? You put a shoes, no?
Yeah.
Similarly, a horse shoe is there, you know?
Ah.
That is the hoof. Cow, they put a shoe, no? So they will not get hurt. For horse, donkey, and bullock, they put, no? That is the hoof. Moses is telling, forget about my cattle. I won't leave my cattle shoes also. That is Moses. Similarly, when Satan gives us compromise, we should also tell, we are not going to leave anything. I am not going to leave even my shoelace. Complete dedication to the Lord. I'll surrender myself completely to the Lord. That is the reaction of God's children. You see, when the people of Israel came out, you see, they went rich. They were all wealthy. You see, when they came to the land of Canaan, you see, God did not forsake them. Did God forsake them? No. God blessed them. They became a very rich nation. So similarly, we need to be dedicated to the Lord. We should never compromise to the things which Satan always tempt us, you see, and divert our mind, you see. But, you know, in spite of all these things, if you really start thinking too much, it means that we really don't have faith in the Lord. We really, dearly don't love the Lord so much. You see, what does the Bible say? You see, he that loves the Lord, you see, will always be ready to do anything for the Lord. Peter said the same thing. You see, Jesus asked him, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, yes, Lord, I love you. Then go feed my lambs. Then do what I'm telling you to do. You see, Jesus repeated it 3 times, dear brother. So similarly, it's not just let our love to the Lord just not be in words. Jesus said, many in that day will come and say, Lord, 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 but they shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, because many will come and tell, I have prophesied in your name, I have taught in your name, I have done miracles in your name. But Jesus will say, get behind me, the workers of iniquity. You know not the Father's will. Only those who do the Father's will can enter the kingdom of heaven. So, we should give our all to the Lord. You see, if we give only a few or 10% or 20% to the Lord, you see, will our Lord accept it? Is it correct that if we give only a partial thing to our Lord?
No.
No. Imagine if we go to somebody's house, you see, and we have a very best friend to his house. If we go to his house, imagine there's a great function in his house. And we expect a lot from our friend and go to his house. And we expect that he will greet us well, he will treat us well, he will feed us well, give all the precious things to us. Imagine at that time when we are sitting on a dining table where everybody are offered good things. But even if you are not carried also, we are not, is our friend is not even bothered to come and ask what you want. And nobody serves us, what will we feel? We feel so shame. We feel that it's a waste of time that we trust our friend and we will leave that place. Without even eating anything, we will leave that place. Dear brother, God is also waiting. God is also waiting and seeing. Muslim, what is going to do? God has opened your eyes. God has opened your ears of understanding. You've been listening to the truth. God has been giving you into his heart. Now, it's a matter of what decision you make for the Lord. What you want to offer to the Lord. Whether you want to offer to the Lord, or just walk back into the world and live a normal life. You see, imagine if God comes and gives you a crown. Would you receive it or not, brother?
Yeah, I receive it.
Imagine if God comes and gives you only half crown. Will you receive it? Will you be happy? If he gives
No.
a a half crown, a half cut crown. Will you receive it? Will you feel happy?
No.
We will ask, Lord, I have fought a good fight, Lord. I have done so many things to you, Lord. Where is my other half of crown? Imagine on that day, we should not feel shame. You say, oh Lord, won't compromise. Similarly, you see, we should also not compromise for the Lord. You see, we should be ready to follow his footsteps. You see, Satan will try our level best, brother. You see, he will try to divert our mind and deviate our mind and spoil our mind. But as God's children, we need to be firm and take decisions, brother. Most of brother, it's nearly a time that you need to make some decisions. So the people of Israel, they took some tough decisions. Now it's time for you to take some tough decisions. Okay, but don't worry, the Lord is there. Okay, there's so many brethren in the all over the world. So many brethren all over the world. Okay, who are listen to the truth, who have dedicated life since many many years. Lord has been leading them. So the many brethren were there to lend support to you, to help you, to guide you in your narrow way of life. So the first thing is that you need to take the first step. A child has to take the first step now. To walk, you have to take the first step to walk in narrow way. You have to take that decision. The rest all, the different Lord will take care. There are many brethren also. So a lot of things are there to speak. But Ashish will guide you. Okay, Ashish will help you also. If you have anything, any questions, you can ask brother. Without any hesitation, Brother Mohsen, please ask all your doubts, all your questions. You can speak from your heart.
Yes, brother. Yeah, I will continue without any problems.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate your decision. So further things, what has to be done and all, brother Ashish will guide you. So don't worry, brother. We are all there. Okay. So anything else you would like to tell Mother Mawson?
Anything else? Nothing, brother. Yeah, everything is fine. The classes are so good. It's not only the classes, but the truth of the Bible. Yeah. I didn't get this knowledge before. If I share it to my families, my friends, I think it's quite irrelative to them. But yeah, I'll pray to God and I'll ask through God. Yeah.
Surely,
following God, yeah, following God truly by the good way is better, yeah. So we must need to follow God through the good way. Yeah, I will pray God for this. Thanks
good,
for
man.
The classes. So our classes stops from today, or we are?
No, there are a few other classes which will continue, but then Ashish will update to you. So
yeah.
We appreciate your goodness, your kind-heartedness. So don't worry about your friends and your relatives and your family. But Ashish will definitely guide you what things has to be properly told in a proper way. So don't worry. Because we all have been in that path, brother.
Yeah, I'm in the foreign nation also. Yeah, it's quite difficult for me to it's not quite good because I'm not in my own country.
Don't worry. God's presence is always everywhere.
Environments is not well, right? So everything will be good in God's name. Yeah, I will try.
Sure, brother. Thank you. So we will guide you in the rest of the things. We'll definitely help you out what all things can be done. Okay, brother?
Okay, brother. Yeah.
So can you pray, Master Brother?
Should I pray? Okay.
No, oh, please, please.
Our Heavenly Lord, we thanks and glorify into your name that you have given us great opportunities about our classes that we have been learning from since a year before. Thanks for this good and wonderful times that you have given. You have the times that making aware and giving the knowledge about truth about the Bible that I'm going to have from and your beloved brothers. Help me to be grow up through the truth in you, Lord. Be with me and brothers the next times upon we meet up. I praise and glorify in the name of Jesus and our Almighty Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother. Yeah.
Thank you,
thanks
Muslim,
for
brother.
The times
Thank
and
thank you so much, brother. Yeah, good night.
Ashish, brother, bye. See you. So Ashish will speak to you, brother. Okay.
Okay, brother. Yeah.
Okay, brother. Okay,
thank
brother.
You. Thank you. Bye, bye. Good night.